Ever feel like your workout routine needs a shakeup? Like you wish you had a personal trainer, but you know,
Yeah,
life gets in the way.
totally get it.
Well, AI fitness apps are taking personalization to a whole new level, acting as virtual trainers, nutritionists.
Even cheerleaders, it seems.
We're diving into the ultimate guide to AI fitness apps today to see if they live up to all the hype.
What fascinates me about this guide is it really digs deep. We're way past simple step counting now.
Right.
This technology is all about understanding your body, your goals, even your individual preferences.
So how does that actually work? Can an app really personalize my workout that well? I've tried those generic plans online.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, they're not for everyone.
It's true. One size fits all just doesn't cut it in fitness. But imagine this. The app becomes your fitness detective. It analyzes your fitness level, what you've done before,
Okay.
even factors in things like how well you've been sleeping. Then it uses all that data, all those smart algorithms, to actually build you a plan, not just some random
Those
plan
are,
tailored to you. Exactly.
that's already way ahead of those cookie cutter plans.
Yeah.
But does it actually adjust as I go? Because let's face it,
Yeah.
life happens, things change.
Absolutely. It's like having a trainer who's always got your back, you know?
Yeah.
If you crushed it last week, expect a bigger challenge.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling under the weather,
Yeah.
it scales things back. The idea is to keep you motivated, but not completely burn you out.
That personalized touch is huge. But what about those times when you're in the middle of a workout and you're like, am I even doing this right? That's where a real life trainer would come in, right?
Right, and that's where it gets really cool.
Okay.
This guide talks about real-time feedback. Like these apps can use your phone's camera or your wearables to see how you're doing.
Oh, wow.
They analyze your form.
Really?
Yeah, like a virtual spotter.
So it's like having a coach watching over me, even when I'm working out at home. Okay, that's impressive. But, you know, I gotta admit, tracking my progress, it always feels like a chore.
I hear you. A lot of people feel that way. Traditional tracking methods can be, tedious.
Yes.
But AI flips the script.
I'm
Instead
feeling
of
that.
just logging numbers, it takes all that data and tells your fitness story.
Okay.
Personalized reports, insightful graphs,
Sorry.
even the ability to predict.
Predict.
Yeah, predict when you might be heading for a plateau.
Wait, predict plateaus? That's wild. How does it do that?
Think of it like it spotted a pattern. Like it recognizes patterns in your progress
Yeah.
and can kind of anticipate when you might be heading for one of those, motivation dips.
So instead of hitting that wall, I can adjust and stay motivated. That's amazing. But let's be real for a second.
Yeah.
Staying motivated is hard. Do these apps actually help with that?
You're
I
telling
don't know.
me motivation can make or break your fitness journey.
Right.
That's where things get really clever. The guide talks about, have you heard of gamification?
I have, but how does that work in a fitness app? Am I like playing a game while I work out?
Kind of. But not exactly a video game. It's more like, imagine you just crushed a workout and you get a little reward, like a badge, or you level up on a leaderboard.
Ooh, I like that.
It's about tapping into that, that feeling of achievement.
So it's like tricking my brain into wanting to work out more. I can get behind that. But what about the social aspect? I'm all about that group fitness energy.
Oh, they've got you covered. A lot of these apps have built-in communities.
Really?
Yeah, like right there in the app, it's like having a support group in your pocket.
So I can connect with people, share my journey.
Exactly. Share your progress, cheer each other on.
Love it.
You could even join groups based on your goals. So if you're
Yeah.
training for a marathon or you're really into yoga.
Cool. It's like that group fitness vibe, but you can take it anywhere. Sounds like these apps have thought of everything to keep us going. But now I'm curious, what's next? What does the future hold for AI fitness?
Now we're talking. The guide gets really futuristic here. Imagine, okay, you're in your living room,
Yeah.
but instead of just looking at your phone, you pop on a VR headset.
Wait, VR workouts? Is that really happening?
It's coming. Imagine running through the mountains,
Whoa.
feeling the wind, seeing the views, but you're still in your living room.
That's wild. Okay, I can see the appeal of that. It's like next level engagement.
Right.
Anything else on the horizon? What about like mood-based adjustments?
Now you're thinking like a true fitness techie.
Yeah.
The guide talks about this. Imagine an app that not only knows your body, but it can tell how you're feeling mentally and emotionally too.
No way. How can an app tell if I'm in a bad mood?
It's not magic, I promise.
Okay.
But it can pick up on cues, like
Oh.
how well you've been sleeping, your heart rate, even how consistently you've been working out.
So
It's all data.
it's like a digital detective for my mood.
Exactly. It can figure out if you need a tough workout to blow off some steam, or maybe something more relaxing like yoga.
That's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it? An app that knows when I need to chill out or sweat it out.
Right. It's like having a workout buddy who really gets you. But with all this amazing tech, I gotta ask.
Yeah.
Are there any downsides? I mean, it seems almost too good to be true.
That's a good point. What does the guide say about the potential downsides?
It really emphasizes that these apps, they're tools.
Oh.
And like any tool, you got to know how to use them. Like one thing is data.
Okay.
We're getting so much information about our bodies now. And it's easy to get kind of obsessed with the numbers.
Hmm.
Like, is my heart rate optimal? Did I burn enough calories? And that can be unhealthy, you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's easy to get caught up in the numbers and forget why you're even working out in the first place.
Exactly. And even though personalization is great, we still need to listen to our own bodies.
Right.
Like if the app says go hard, but you're exhausted, it's okay to take a break.
Yeah, rest is important.
It is. You don't want to push yourself too far.
So it's all about balance, using the tech, but also trusting my gut, my own instincts.
Exactly. It's your fitness journey.
This has been so eye-opening. AI fitness apps are incredible. So as we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
I'd say if you're curious about how tech can level up your workouts, give these apps a shot. But remember, they're tools to help you, not to stress you out, right?
So well said. Thanks for joining us today and exploring the world of AI fitness. Until next time, everybody, stay curious and keep moving.